Good morning. I'm Vin Ebneu, the Manahawkin man charged with reckless driving and failure to maintain his lane in a weekend accident in Little Egg Harbor has been arrested on the additional charges of aggravated assault and assault by auto. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer said the results of a blood test from the scene are pending. Both victims in the car Michael Pillarella hit remain in critical condition. We're in for another round of snow today, and depending on where you live, that may be more than enough. Jackson had the most for a town in Ocean County with more than 8 inches Monday. Toms River has had 4 overall. In Monmouth County, Union Beach had 16, Homedale 13.5, and Freehold Township 12.5 inches. Stay home and stay safe again today, and download our app for all the latest storm information. It looks like a lot of people didn't heed the warning, though, to stay off the roads Monday, according to the New Jersey State Police. As of 7 p.m. Monday, they responded to 661 motor vehicle crashes and nearly 1,100 motorist aids.
We ask you to stay home because every amount of time spent dealing with an incident is time taken away from keeping the roads clear.
NJDOT spokesman Steve Shapiro says accidents and disabled vehicles bring salting and plowing to a halt since the roads need to be clear of these issues for crews to get their work done. Harvey Cedars Police Chief Robert Bernaford says if you see trees down or power lines, especially down, don't touch them.
Every time we have winds like this, we are concerned about power lines being low or falling. So we always encourage everyone to assume that every wire that is down, that is live.
Chief Bernaford also recommends staying put if you can today as well.
If you don't have to travel, stay home. Any unnecessary travel, we're looking to avoid.
Chief Bernaford said they saw winds in Harvey Cedars at 53 miles per hour Monday. If you lose power or see a down wire, again, call the electric company, not the police, whether it's Atlantic City Electric or JCP&L, depending on where you live. A new federal mask mandate goes into effect today, but in New Jersey, you won't notice much of a difference. The executive order from President Joe Biden is similar to the one Governor Murphy enacted at the start of the pandemic. Masks are required on any federal property and virtually every form of transportation as well, including ride shares. In sports Monday, the Knicks fall to the Bulls 110-102, Rangers skate by the Penguins 3-1. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 229 and closed to 30,211. Weather today, another 1 to 3 inches of snow possible in spots, gusty winds up to 40 miles per hour at times as well, highs and lows staying in the 30s. I'm Vin Ebneu on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.